What did the Romans mean by liberty? Roman libertas is one of the most misunderstood ideas in the history of the Republic. Modern readers instinctively translate the word as freedom or liberty in the democratic sense familiar to us today. Yet the Roman understanding differed profoundly from the meaning the word has acquired over the last two centuries. To a Roman senator of the 1st century BC, libertas did not primarily mean universal political equality, freedom of speech, or the rights of every individual. It describes something older and more specifically Roman, the condition of a free citizen living under the laws of the Republic, rather than beneath the arbitrary will of a king. The memory of Rome's early kings remained powerful throughout the Republic. Whether the traditional story was historically exact mattered less than the conviction it created. Romans believed that their ancestors had expelled Tarquinius Superbus and had sworn never again to accept monarchy. From that moment onwards, libertas became inseparable from resistance to kingship. Liberty without equality. Roman liberty was never identical with equality. Roman society remained highly hierarchical. Wealth, birth, family prestige, patronage, and political influence shaped public life. Women possessed no formal political rights. Slavery was accepted throughout the Republic. Rich and poor were linked through social relationships that modern readers would regard as profoundly unequal. Nevertheless, many Romans sincerely believed that they lived in a free state. The apparent contradiction becomes clearer once we understand what liberty meant to them. A Roman citizen enjoyed the protection of Roman law. Magistrates held office only temporarily. Authority was divided among different institutions, and political competition remained possible, because no single individual was expected to dominate the Republic permanently. In this sense, libertas referred less to equality than to freedom from arbitrary personal rule. Who defended liberty? This distinction becomes especially important when we consider the final decades of the Republic, when men such as Cato, Cicero, and Brutus claimed to defend libertas, they were not defending democracy in its modern sense. They believed they were defending the constitutional order that prevented any one citizen from becoming king. That conviction could be entirely sincere, while remaining compatible with aristocratic privilege. A senator might defend liberty passionately and still believe that Rome should be governed principally by men of his own order. For many members of the ruling class, libertas included their freedom to compete for office, command armies, influence the Senate, and resist permanent domination by a rival. Roman liberty therefore belonged both to the citizen and to the political order. It protected individuals from arbitrary power, but it also protected the competitive independence of the governing class. Caesar and libertas. Caesar made the meaning of liberty more difficult, not less. He repeatedly rejected the title Rex and understood how deeply Romans feared monarchy. Yet his accumulation of offices, honours, military authority, and personal prestige persuaded many contemporaries that, whatever title he used, the Republic was becoming dependent upon one man's will. His supporters could answer that Rome's circumstances had become extraordinary and required leadership equal to the crisis. His opponents replied that that once republican institutions survived only through the goodwill of one citizen, liberty had already begun to disappear. This was not merely a contest between democracy and dictatorship. It was a dispute among Romans over whether the Republic could still govern effectively without concentrating power, and whether concentrating that power would destroy the constitutional liberty reform was meant to preserve. Why it matters. Without this distinction, Caesar's enemies become simple democrats, and Caesar becomes a simple tyrant. Neither description is satisfactory. The reality was more Roman and far more complicated. Understanding Libertas allows us to read the final century of the Republic in its own political language. It helps explain why Cato could regard compromise as surrender, why Brutus could persuade himself that assassination was an act of liberation, and why Caesar's refusal of a royal title did not reassure those who believed kingship could exist without the name. The struggle was not over liberty in the abstract. It concerned who possessed authority, how long that authority might be held, what limits custom and law could still impose, and whether a republic governing an empire could remain free without becoming something different from the system inherited from its ancestors. Further reading. Ancient sources. Cicero, De Re Publica and De Legibus. Sallust, Bellum Catilinae. Livy, Books 1-2. Modern scholarship. Andrew Lintott, The Constitution of the Roman Republic.